Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. You know, it's really important that all of us understand the lymphatic system and have an awareness of it. If you ask around, most people don't even know they have it, and if they do know, they just know because someone else has had cancer that they know. My goal is to get people to understand how to maintain the lymphatic system and a need to detox it so that we can help many health problems, not just ADHD. And again, I've been doing this for over 25 years, and I have seen remarkable changes in children and adults by improving their lymphatic system. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help ADHD with lymphatic system detoxification. Improving lymph flow improves circulation and natural detoxification of cellular waste to help ADHD and really most health problems with how we think. You know, in the last few years, 13 years ago, I published a book called An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. It actually explains how most health problems are due to the buildup of cellular waste in our body because we're missing our lymphatic system. We're not taking care of our lymphatic system. And most neurological diseases from MS, ALS, Parkinson's, and Huntington's, and anxiety have all been linked to cellular waste. So we have to really see how the lymphatic system maintains the cellular environment and helps to reabsorb these aberrant cells. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Many of you have heard of craniosacral therapy, Dr. John Upledger, and then there's visceral manipulation. We release the organs because they get tight from acidity and not having good lymph flow. And that's Dr. Burrell. And then Dr. Chickley wrote a 460-page book on the lymph system and how draining this system, improving lymph flow, can improve health. And this has really changed my life, and I hope it makes a difference in your life because, again, when we ignore a system that is cleaning us, then we fill with cellular waste. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand, meaning it's available now, virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. It has 7 lessons, 30 easy activities. You read a page, you watch a video. By the end, you know how to use diet, basic supplements you already have in your home, and you learn the Osipinski method of self-lymphatic drainage, an 8-minute routine that will directly help to improve the lymphatic system, and you feel it. You feel more relaxed, and you feel circulation in your body, and it helps to pick up circular waste immediately. Understanding this myth science, how we're filling with cellular waste from a compromised lymphatic system, I developed body work called Lymphpractic. Over a few sessions, I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification. A Lymphpractic session will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. Now, when you think of ADHD, we typically think of children, but ADHD is not a problem just affecting children. It is affecting adults in great numbers. We can't sit still. What is ADHD? Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. ADHD is a neurodevelopmental disorder. It affects and impairs how people think and act. People with ADHD usually have problems with focusing, sitting still, and remembering what is said or done around them. There are many reasons that can contribute to ADHD that we know: genetics, alcohol intake during pregnancy, exposure to lead, and traumatic brain injuries. All can play a role in ADHD. But what we're missing is how ADHD can also manifest from vaccinations, because each vaccination, the child gets an inflammatory response, which makes cellular waste. Repeated infections, how many colds or viruses, and repeated trauma. And even antibiotics. When children are sick and have infections, we give them antibiotics, and this is really all of us, and antibiotics create a lot of cellular waste. So when we do antibiotics, we have to know to clean the body. When we have a virus, we have to know to clean the body, because research has shown that children who have repeated infections are having more neurological problems, and that is due to the buildup, in my opinion, to the buildup of cellular waste. So research has shown that ADHD has been tied to the brain size changes in young children. Researchers have found that those children with ADHD had significantly reduced volume in multiple regions of the cerebral cortex, including the frontal, temporal, and parietal lobes. Now, it's important to understand that the lymph system maintains every system, and when it can't, certain structures can either swell or they could be smaller from lack of circulation or too much circulation. There are three types of ADHD: hyperactive, impulsive, inattentive, and combined. In ADHD in a child or adult with ADHD inattentive type, they have attention problems. They are easily distracted, miss details, forget things, and frequently switch from one activity to another. A child with ADHD hyperactive, impulsive type has problems sitting still, and they're very impulsive. They fidget and squirm in their seats. They talk nonstop. They dash around, touching or playing with anything and everything in sight. They have trouble sitting still during dinner, school, doing homework, or even story time. And I want to tell you, before I even tell you what you can help your child or yourself with, is about a 7-year-old boy whose parents were told not to bring their son back to school until he was on medication. He was a good kid. He would just couldn't sit still and would get up during class and wander, interrupting the class. Thankfully, his grandfather had been to one of my lectures on the lymph-brain connection and suggested his daughter bring the boy in to see me. We did one, sometimes two sessions a week for 6 weeks. I explained how the parent should balance his pH with a couple of supplements like buffer pH, magnesium, and a systemic enzyme, also doing one or two Epsom salt baths a week. Within 3 weeks, the parents were being told how good their son was behaving in class. By 5 weeks, he was getting awards in school. He was a happier kid. What made such a dramatic change in his child? We changed the cellular environment in the brain. And that's key. You really have to understand that. It doesn't matter if your child is developmentally delayed, has ADD, ADHD, OCD, PANDAS, Asperger's, or autism. If you want to help the brain, you must improve the lymphatic system to help detox the buildup of acidic cellular waste and inflammation in the brain. The lymphatic system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes, it's the body sewage treatment system, plays a large role in helping to reduce inflammation by reabsorbing cellular waste and other debris from the body and brain. To help ADHD, you must understand an important lymph-brain connection. We were always told that there were no lymph vessels in the brain. This is the reason we don't consider the lymphatic system when we're looking at diseases of the brain like ADHD, autism, dementia, even depression and anxiety or insomnia. All that changed in 2015 when researchers found lymphatic vessels in the brain. That is a direct lymph-brain connection that you can use to help the brain. And in 2017, lymph vessels were found to be the major outflow of cerebrospinal fluid, and that's the fluid that's meant to maintain the brain. So if the lymph system backs up, then the brain can fill with cellular waste and fluid. And this can affect how we think. When the lymph system is not working optimally in your body and brain, cellular waste can build up, creating inflammation, which limits how we think and feel. Most diseases begin as a cellular disease. We are a cellular being, 100 trillion cells. Many of them are alive. They group together to make our tissues and our organs and our bones. Recent research found that a missed root cause of Alzheimer's is an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte. They found that when the astrocyte became acidic, it was no longer able to clean itself. This is important to understand. So detoxification in the cell stopped. It became toxic. And this is how really most disease begins in it begins in the cell. And this is whether you have sciatic pain, whether you have heart disease, and whether you have something with your brain. It really is about cellular disease. You know, we often see anxiety in ADHD. A recent study on obese mice found that they had anxiety. And when researchers removed the cellular waste, the anxiety left. How many people do you know that are anxious? And we have no idea of why we have this, but we're told to take some medication. But it's really about the buildup of cellular waste and an acidic environment in the brain. And that's something that we have control over. Before I tell you how to help improve ADHD and really most health problems with the brain, Let me tell you how I help clients get their life back in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona. I develop bodywork called lymphopractic that gets to the root cause of your health problems, the buildup of cellular waste. By improving the lymphatic system, I improve circulation and natural detoxification. Lymphopractic also builds your immune response, and we all need a strong immune system. And my work will make you deeply relaxed in your body and mind. People actually say they feel euphoric during the session. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. And please also check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons, 30 easy activities to help improve your lymphatic system and health. And I recently added a bonus lesson on how to manually improve the lymphatic system in a child by just holding their chest, their diaphragm, their abdomen, and their head for just a few minutes, and you will see more relaxation, and your child will just feel better. Now, we really need to see what steps we can take to help ADHD, because, it really is a serious problem of cellular waste. We need to improve circulation in the brain to improve cellular health. We learned how an acidic cell cannot clean itself, so understanding pH is key to helping ADHD. pH stands for potential of hydrogen. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. 7 is neutral or in balance. That's our goal. And below 7 is acidic, and above 7 is alkaline. You want your saliva and urine to be between 6.5 and 7.5 for a healthier environment for your cells. Otherwise, your cells are sitting in an acidic environment. Research has shown that acidic pH allows cells to aggressively build in the body like stacks of coins. And when your cells build like stacks of coins, they can't be absorbed, and they become more cellular waste. When the body and brain become acidic, they constrict, which limits circulation and detoxification. Manually activating the lymphatic system improves circulation and detoxification. It's really common sense. We have a system that cleans us. We need to get it moving. So we need to look at what foods we're eating and your child. Are they acid or alkaline forming in the body? I have a link to a PDF of an acid-alkaline food chart on the bottom of my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. My idea, put that on your refrigerator. My idea of detoxification is very different from most. It's gentle. I try to avoid a Herxheimer or a detoxification where you get a headache or digestive discomfort. So I help the body balance its pH by telling you about some supplements and activate the lymphatic system to improve circulation. In my office, clients go through 3 or 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage sessions. My goal is to create a tsunami, a big wave through their body and brain. You've seen tsunamis where they pick up cars and trucks and everything in their way. And that's my goal, is to make a big wave by improving the lymphatic system to go through the brain and through the body and through the skin to improve cognitive function, digestion, and skin problems, all by helping one problem. You can do the same at home by giving your child a couple of alkalizing supplements like buffer pH, magnesium, and Epsom salt baths and with baking soda, which gives them magnesium and sulfates, which make nitric oxide in the body to help expand blood vessels. And most important are systemic enzymes to help break down cellular waste. And remember, it's really about cellular waste, and that's what we need to concentrate on. ADHD or diseases of our brain and anxiety and depression and insomnia are not things that just, what's happening? Is this a mystery? No. We know it's about cellular waste, but it will be decades before it gets trickled down and used in medical systems. So if you want to understand how to maintain the brain or help ADHD or autism or any other problem, then you need to understand how to maintain your lymphatic system. So please check out my website, ospinskyhealthacademy.com or healthylymphsystem.com, if I can help you understand how to help your ADHD or your child's. Contact me. The next show will be on how to help lymphedema with lymphatic system detoxification. A lot of people are swelling out there, and they really don't know that diet and other things can make a big difference. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a positive difference in your life. Please tell others about our website and the need to maintain their lymphatic system. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life.